Father, we thank you, Lord, for this great day that you have made. I will rejoice in it. We thank you for the 8 months that is passed this year, that your grace has taken us through. Thank you for your provisions, your protections, your healings, your blessings, your favor. Everything you did for us in these 8 months, they have been wonderful, and we appreciate every bit of them. Lord, we thank you for making us to see the beginning of this 9th month, which the people used to call Ember Month. And sometimes they ascribe special demons to this month, which your word never proved. Lord, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are grateful unto you. So we know that you that took us through these 8 months, you also see us through the rest of the months. We bless your holy name. Thank you for bringing us to your house this morning. Thank you for last week. Thank you for the blessings, for your cares and mercies. We are grateful. Thank you for the Sunday school. Thank you for the testimonies of your children. We thank you for special numbers. We thank you for the worship service. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. We leave ourselves in your hand, all knowing that no man can receive anything except it comes from you. We pray that your grace will come down again and send your blessings upon our souls. As we are asking for us here, wherever the children of God are gathered in like manner, both in this nation and other nations of the world, may you help your people, may you help your servants, may you send your blessings. We know, Lord, that you are preparing your bride, Lord, for the soon homegoing. While you are doing that, don't leave any of us behind. Pray for ourselves, we pray for our brothers and sisters, our family members. Be gracious unto each one, Lord. Thank you, Father. Your servant that went to Bakatadin, you stand for him and the rest of your servants everywhere. Thank you, righteous Father. At the end of this service, we have recourse to give glory and honor to you. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. You may please be seated. Do something new in my life. Oh, something new in my life. Oh, something new in my life. Oh, Lord. Do something new in my life. Oh, through confession from the bottom of our hearts. Hear our cry, Heavenly Father. Grant our desires. Make this a reality, O God. At the end of the service, that all the glory and honor will be yours, and the blessings will be ours, your children. Jesus, most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. As we rise on our feet, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. So we started at the close of the Sunday school by speaking on the weapons that Satan used. At least we'll take some of them to fight God's children. And as we proceed in the message, spiritual warfare, we read the quote from the greatest battle ever fought, paragraph 90, and we'll talk about Satan pointing to someone's failure, pointing to somebody who made a mistake, somebody who make a shipwreck. Satan always used that as his point of reference and to others. Somebody, Abraham said, sometimes the devil will point to somebody who went too far, but will not talk about somebody who does not go enough. And those are all his tactics. Because he's just anti-God. And anything anti-God is also anti-God's children. And we know, as we proceed, that the prophet said he uses the senses of the body and the senses of the spirit. Five senses of the body and five senses of the spirit. We know the senses of the body as see, feel, taste, smell, and hear. This young man, you have to help yourself. In the Sunday school, I saw, I see you sleeping under your glasses. You continue like that, the devil is around you. You make sure that you miss every blessing in the service. I'm not sure you catch much from the Sunday school the way you are knocking your head like a fire. So it's time now that you have to help yourself. May the Lord be gracious unto us. Five senses of the body. I'm sure we'll still remember 3rd of April, when Pastor Vusi Livingstone from South Africa was here on a Wednesday, and he preached on the message, Looking at the Unseen. Though we've had the message several times, but there's one analogy he used that day that was so fine that I cannot, in my sleep, he wake me like this, now I will remember like this. How that in the case of Isaac blessing Jacob, the senses of the body deceived him and he released the blessing. We know that God was using it, but was using it for analogy, which is true. No? The sense of feeling said it is Esau. The sense of even smell said it is Esau. But the sense of hearing said it is Jacob. And now this is two against one, which is the majority. So he has to give him one evidence before him. He said that this one is Jacob, but two evidences he is saying that it is Esau. I'm the one. My father, I'm the one. I'm the very Esau. See, are you sure you are the very Esau, my son? Will I be telling you that? I'm the one, sir. Okay, let me feel you. You bring the hand, you bring the neck. If you this is the way it's all. And the last one, you say, come, let me feel, let me embrace you. Come.
Then he wanted to smell. You know the way Esau used to smell. Then he went to smell. I found out that it was still Esau's smell. Because the mother has put the raiment of Esau on Jacob. Is that where? The voice is the voice of Jacob. He himself confessed. He said, but this hand that I touch, they are the hands of Esau. They have never seen a thing like this before. But nevertheless, two against one, he went ahead and pronounced the blessing. And when Esau came, when all the senses now say, this is Esau, it was already late. He said, somebody has come to get the blessing and our blessing, and he's already blessed. So, and that is the battle that Satan is fighting. He's fighting a loose battle, a concluded program, a concluded blessing that God has blessed us. Because everything that God has given to us, they are past tense, settled. So the battle he's fighting is a loose one. That is what he does not know. So from the beginning of the battle, we already know who is the winner. But Satan used, let's say somebody is sick. You know? Satan will bring memory. This type of your sickness. Somebody at Ipetimodo, when they have that sickness, it didn't come out of it. Yeah. Somebody from Jalingo, is the same thing. Then somebody, this one, is it memories. You bring them. Then there is something with you that you carry every second. That is the feeling of the body. You will know what you are feeling inside that. This is just abnormal. Night is not night. Day is not day. Every year discomfort. This and that. You use drug. You do this one. He said, when you use this drug, you finish the drug, you still don't do anything. The feeling remains the same. You do this one, the feeling remains the same. And according to the feeling, you are sick as before. But God's word goes above feeling. God's word is telling us that once you have done what God said do, that you should discountenance your feeling. And Brother Branham, in talking about conditions, about health, he used one person as an example that said that had the worst case ever. That was Jonah. Jonah is not on the surface of this earth again. He's no more on the surface of this earth. Brother Abraham said that maybe about 1 kilometer down in the bottom of the sea. That's where he is now. Inside, not just the ordinary, inside the waist belly. He knew that something which is willing has swallowed him as he was coming out from that ship where they push him out. The thing already have his door, the door of the mouth open. Bam, he entered inside. Remember, he had his hand tied. He cannot turn. He cannot do anything. And right there he is. I'm sure that all that he's saying, he just saying it in his heart. He can't open mouth there to talk. Even if they are in space, because you know that once you open mouth, now this you will swallow. It's the gills and the intestine of fish that will enter your mouth. So he knows better than to open his mouth. How he was able to breathe, Abraham said, God sent an oxygen there. So that one is covered. But the mouth, he knows better than to open it. What he did not expect is what to enter the place. In that condition. That he knew that he's no more on the surface of the earth. He has entered the bottom of the sea now. Abraham said that there's nobody that have that type of symptom. He said everybody on the surface of the earth, they are still better than him in that condition. And yet, thinking of God's word, of what he even said, a basilisk king was what prayed the prayer. But as long as the prayer of the basilisk king was endorsed by God, because when he offered that prayer, the Bible said that the presence of God came down. That is to confirm that prayer. So sometimes you don't look too much at somebody that prayed. The other time, he did this. You will lose. Those are tactics of the devil. You must watch him and see where he's going, here and there. Solomon that prayed the prayer, he passed life. This is something contrary to God's word. Nevertheless, his prayer was endorsed by God. And Jonah, in that condition, he said, Solomon has prayed. If your people be in trouble and they pray, then if they are put to the worst, if this case is the worst that I am in now, he said that if they ever turn to your temple and they pray, and Brother said, how does he know where he is turning? Inside the waist belly. But he said, by faith. Because he does not have the opportunity to decide where to turn. Situation compels him to be where he is. So he doesn't have the decision to say, okay, I will face east, which that is where they should face. But it is the waist belly, his hand is tied. He doesn't know where the well is facing. He doesn't know where. He said, by faith, I face the temple. And once more, I will see your temple. Inside this place, that once more, I will come out of here. How will we ever come out? Is it net they will use to catch the whale? If you want to think, is it net or hook they will use to bring the whale out of that place? Net can't catch that kind of a whale. Because Brother Abraham said that this whale that swallowed Jonah is different from all other whales inside the river. Brother Abraham said that one day he was going and he saw where the people gathered together, and a man put the skeleton of a whale on the bonnet of a car and was giving his talks. And he said that these people, Bible reader, they will be saying that whale swallowed Jonah. He said he took a prune and was measuring the mouth of that whale, measuring the skeleton. He said, see how many inches the mouth is. How can this one swallow a human being? Jonah was not a baby, a fully grown man. Because he's a prophet. They say this one swallow. Can you believe a thing like that one? Brother Abraham said he was there at that time. He said this one was too much for me. He said, you don't read your Bible well. The Bible said that God prepared a fish. The one he prepared it in accordance to what he is to do. This way that he prepared is to swallow a man. So the person that is preparing the way that will swap a man, he knows the size of way to prepare. He scattered that meeting. Rabbi scattered the meeting. He didn't read your Bible well. You read our mercy. He prays to have the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, sir. Intellect cannot do that one. He shut his mouth. No matter the situation somebody may be in, there is no situation that is above God's word. I was listening this morning to a sermon, and Brother Brown was talking about the woman, a woman that had a cancer on the breast, and they were to operate. Said they have sent her, doctors have pushed her to each other because the way the thing is, they know where it is leaning. Now when doctors know where things are leaning, they begin to wash their hands from. But as long as God did not wash his hands, you don't need to worry yourself. Human being may wash his hands. If the hand of God is still there, the matter is settled. Finally, when they were to do the surgery, the man pleaded if they can just allow him to stay at the corner and say, well, if you not disturb anything, say, no, we'll just pray at the corner. By the time they were ready to come and start the operation to cut the breast, they opened it. Where is he? Look at the table. Open it. Nothing. He said, the doctor. He said that there is not even a trace. God will turn that body back to pre the time the woman was ever having any love. He reversed it back to that place. Like Ezekiah was asking God for his son that is going to recover. He said, if you want the son to go forward by 10 degrees or come back by 10 degrees, he said, it's a light thing to go forward. Let it come back. Reverse the day by 10 degrees. And in reverse, it was granted unto him. Say, I want a sign that I will come back to the house of God. And God said, which one do you? He said, I want the sun dial to come back 10 degrees and it reverse back. There is nothing that is difficult for the Almighty God once he's inside of it. All that matters is that God is looking for some people. He's looking for people that will actually know that God is God. When we are talking about God, we are talking about the creator of heaven and earth. The one that made everything to exist is the person we are talking about. If he says, let all this tree disappear, just 1 second, you just see that this place is flame. That same thing happened to the wife of the prophet. We know that one. When God told him that, stand on your feet. Whatever you say will happen. God bless you, Brother Kelemet. I didn't know you are there now. God bless you. You are welcome. If your faith is strong enough, the thing on your neck will also disappear. Yeah. Because we already have an example in the message. We already have an example in the message. So, it depends on your faith. If all your faith is doctor, you can't rely on them 100%. If all your faith is drug, do fail. I used to sell people that are selling drug. That drug is not one way. Brabram said, the same drug that we have this one, we kill this one. And they are claimed to have the same thing. Christians, they believe God. So don't put your faith only on doctor or whatsoever. Especially now that you have a direct example inside the scripture. I mean inside the message. It is left to you. If your faith is, you just wake up one day and find out that it's not dead. If your faith is strong enough, all that you need is hope to the creator. Say, God, this is not the way you made me. An enemy has done this one. If I commit sin, be merciful unto me and forgive me. Help me to do better and serve you. But this thing as it hangs here, it's not you that put it there. It's the devil. And the Bible said that Jesus Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. So you must take God at his word and let him destroy in your life every work of the devil. Amen. All the senses of the body, they will always be telling you negative. And stories you'll be hearing from people is negative. People that operate it, it grow back. It did. Some will operate it before as they operate it, it growing, following them. In few months, it don't bring even past the original one there. When you go, you will find people like that. This one will come and say, this drug is him. Another person use that same drug, it doesn't help the person. But there is one person, God. His own does not fail. It does not fail. And God is not partial. It deals with everybody according to their faith. That is one thing I love God for. He doesn't look at your face or look at your status before he does something for you. What he is looking for is your faith that you have in him. Jesus Christ will always ask the people, do you believe I can do this? That is all. If you say, yes, I believe, be it unto you according to your faith. Amen. Conscience. I mean, senses of the spirit now. Memory, affection, conscience, imagination, and reasoning. The one that Satan used most there is reasoning. Use all those other ones to imagination. You just stay and be imagining. Some people will finish their funeral inside their mind. Finish their funeral service. How it will go? Inside their... Now Satan, give you the picture of how everything will go. Another person will look at the scripture. Psalm 118. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So it is thoughts. It is thoughts. We have to choose. Yes. Amen. Now let me read small thing here. The greatest battle ever fought. Let me read paragraph 73. Then I will jump to 92 and read 93 and then 107. Then we'll proceed. Inside of the body, you know, pre-63, when Brother Abraham draw these three rings, pre-63, he called this the body, he called this one the soul, and then he called this one the spirit. But from 63, when the seals are open, then he corrected the second. This one remains the body, this outer one that you are seeing. The next one is the spirit. Then the innermost one is the soul. This is where faith or doubt lives, inside of the soul. That is why the Bible says the soul that seen it. Because it is the soul that we either believe or doubt. What we are looking at, all of us here, is our bodies. This is my hand. This is my head. This is my leg. And you are looking at all my body. If I cease to breathe again and I lie down here, all you are looking at like this is see there. When a medical doctor will check the pulse and the breath and it's not feeling anything, he will say he is gone. All you are looking at, you are still looking at it. But where is me? When they say he's gone and he's still lying down here, and you can still look at everything you are looking at now. So our real self is not the body we. This body just carry us. But inside of this body is a spirit. And inside of that spirit, we have things that take place there. Like memory, we remember, it's a sense. Affection, conscience, imagination, and reasoning. In the days of Noah, the Bible said that not only are the people evil, it said, but the imagination of their heart was constantly evil. They don't even have any thought of to do anything good at all. That was okay. Look, as for this generation, no hope for them. He wiped them off. So, when I mention in this place, I'm going to be replacing where Abraham put to put the right thing there. Because this is 1962, Psalm 73, brothers, 73. Inside of the body is a spirit. And that spirit is controlled by imaginations, conscience, memory, reasons, and affections. That is the thing that controls the spirit. Animals also have all those. Because animals have spirit. That is why when animal come, if you are a trapper, you set a trap. A trap caught one of the leg of something of an animal and he escaped. Another time, he's got to be careful around that area because he has a spirit. He will remember that when he was walking around, something, yeah, this Omadari, this human being, they put something here that cut off my leg. So they are going to be watching now for the next one. They will be suspicious this time around as they move. If you look at goat, when you come eat or something and you give them life, when it's going to come the next time, he will be looking at there. Because he still remembers that not long ago he removed it, but because of the stubborn spirit inside, he has to go there. Paragraph 92. There is nothing can come up in the memory and say, well, I remember Miss Jones tried to trust God and Miss so-and-so. Miss Doe tried to trust God for healing one time as she faced. See? But if that channel had been cleared out and been purged and been filled on the inside with the Holy Spirit, that don't even come to memory. No matter about Miss Doe and what she did, it is you and God together and nobody else but you too. There you are. There is your battle. Kill him at the beginning. Stop him dead in his track. It ain't how long you can make the war linger. It is stop it right now. Amen. 107. If you have got your senses, see, taste, feel, smell, and hear, they are all right. But don't trust them unless they agree with the world. Because in most cases, they don't agree at all with God's word. What God's word declares, Satan uses these things to fight it completely so that they can achieve his own purpose. They are all right, but if they disagree with the word, don't you listen to them. Now, imaginations, conscience, memories, reasons, and affections, they are all right if they agree with the word. But if your affection doesn't agree with the word, get rid of it. Affection is love. And this love, when you begin to have affection towards another woman that is not your wife, that is Satan on the scene. Or you begin to have affection to a girl that is not your wife, and you have not prayed to see God to ask whether it's your wife and whatever. When Satan does that one, every girl, you'll be having affection towards them. It is lust. And that one will lead to your destruction. So when it comes to that affection, you have to place it on God's word. There is physical love that we have that is just what, if agape love is not there yet, that physical love, Satan will pervert it and make it to go haywire and do things contrary to God's word. Amen. You blow a flute right quick. If your reason disagrees with the word, get away from it. That's right. If your memory, if your imaginations, if your conscience, anything disagree with that, what is on the inside, get rid of it. Amen. In the message, if you go and read Wisdom versus Faith, Abraham talk about these things more there. As vitamins of the enemy. He called them vitamin R for reasoning. Different vitamins that Satan uses against God's word in people's life. Abraham explained them plenty in that sermon. But let's just proceed because we are still going a little far. Let's look a little at reason. I'll read paragraph 115 of The Greatest Battle Ever Fought to 118. The battle raged when Eve opened up her mind to listen to her reason. That is the flow it come in. That is the channel it run down. Her reasoning. She in her soul, she reasoned. What is reasoning? We use that word reasoning constantly. Reasonable. Reasonable. Say it's reasonable. It's a good, yeah, it's a good reason. Reasoning is fine when it does not contradict God's word. But when it contradicts God's word, then it is towards redestruction. Let me read. Her eyes was sight. She saw the serpent. He was beautiful, handsome, far better than her old husband. You know, denominational belief is the crawling one that did it. So they are off the line. They cannot see that one. These ones cannot come out there. But the prophet said that because it was an upright creation and very handsome, Satan doesn't work with ugly things. He works with beautiful things. That is why he's always after beauty to beautify. Make something more pretty. More pretty. That is what has polluted the whole earth today. Everybody wants to be pretty. Men want to be pretty. Women want to be pretty. No, they use handsome for me, I know, but just you understand my word. Everybody wants to improve. Yoruba said, Omo to ba rewa Oluma para. Eti o ba rewa akusi di dingi. A beautiful girl will kill herself. The one that is ugly will die behind the mirror. Because she's always there trying to see what to improve. What else can I do? You put this one here. Am I okay like this one? He said, well, apply another one. You go and put this one. Before you know what's happening, you just see a cat coming out. She become completely ugly. Completely ugly. She will put here, she will put here, she will put everywhere. Now they put bamboos also. Some even put on the leg. Does he even if you want to talk about reason, does he even make reason? Now they will put, after this one now has lost his power. First of all, they started to put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When they put, and this place is filled up, they started here. Some will put one, some will put 2 or 3. You see some people's neighbor, they still put there. Satan, when you follow him, he will finish you completely. Until the beauty you are looking for, he will finish it. Sometimes I look at a girl and say, who is a man that we admire this one? Who is a man that we admire a thing like this one? Because some have bleached their body. By the time they don't have the money to tone down color again, come and see Coca-Cola mixed with Fanta color, different color that will come off the leg. You only want to sit beside that one. Multicolor, the color that she will produce. I don't know, there are some of the type of this paint. We have the use of colors. We know you have them here. We produce the color. The one single body we produce about 5 to 7 different colors. The thing is so bad. You don't want to have anything to do with such a person. May God have mercy upon us. Right. The serpent was beautiful, was handsome, far better than her old husband. More beautiful in the eyes of Eve than Adam was. He was the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. And he was probably a fairer man than her husband. He looked like a great masculine beast standing there. How great he was. And he was trying to tell her what a great thing it was. He is the one that first explained sex education. The first teacher of it is the serpent. He's the one that taught sex education. Now, they have brought that one now to almost every level of education today. They teach it. To secondary school level, I hope they don't bring it to primary school level. He said? So, even if it's not there, again, as long as the devil is there, if you see some of the things that those small children practice, you know that God have mercy. You have to watch your children very well. Open your eyes clear. Open your eyes clear. When they are talking, try and listen to what they are talking. When they talk what is not, you have to find out who beat those things out of them. Not all together with K. We preach it. Because the devil is fat. Very terrible. Today now, there is no, you know, where the devil has done it, it's like male and female are the same. You go to university and the rest of it, I mean this one, we embrace. This one is also ready, we are so embrace. Me, I'm a man, no. I see this one, so I embrace. There is no, it's no more, maybe this one, no, it's working. No, everybody is embrace. Sometimes I even look at them, when maybe president visits another whatsoever, they go and be embracing the wife of the other president. It's evil. It's evil. At whichever level, evil is evil. When I went to South Africa, my host took me to Durban to his friend. I saw his friend come out and embrace his wife. And look, I said, these people, Holy Ghost never pass their nose. No wonder they didn't invite me again. May God be merciful to us. You see this one you embrace? This my host, pastor, big pastor for South Africa. He saw one girl because of the blood of money. That girl is as big as my wife. He just embrace her. He embrace her the first time. He embrace her the second time. He embrace her the third time. And then, this is not something I don't do here. Something else is here. Sometimes that is why you people that is copy. You don't know. We have gone to some of their churches. You are copying, they say they are bread. Look, you will have miserable. Most of them does not even know yet the ABC of the message. Because they have fine church, they can seem fine, then you think that's spiritual. You are deceiving yourself. We have gone there and seen for ourselves. Life, too many things. Somebody that has the Holy Ghost cannot do this one. Is the Holy Ghost too? No. You not invite me again. I see bad things, I will hit it. I'm not interested. Did they pursue me from Nigeria? Have I preached things in all the pulpits in Nigeria? I saw recently, I think I was saying it here, a brother, supposed to be a brother, sung leader, that lessons come and see what he put on his head. What they will see here on the street and say, this one is Yahoo boy. That's what that one put on his head. Scrape all this one, put the other one, and then make it like this one. Sung leader. If I go to any church, self, and that kind of a person listen for me, that every time that we will start. That is where we will start. I have to follow up, clean the spirit that you brought here. Because you have brought some spirit here, you clean it from here before we begin to clean the others. Yes. You may not, look, I may be going, you may not offer me Fanta. It doesn't matter anything. I've gone to churches where they don't give me a penny. I'm not a money. I tell you, I'm hungry before. Before I go, I have my return ticket in my hand. All these years, it's 25 years I've married. Have I not taken care of my wife? Have my children, have they not gone to school? Did I come and collect money from you? Then I will see the truth. I close my eyes because of what? You call somebody else, not me. I get here. Oh, merciful God. May the Lord be our help. The time is short. Yes. And Satan has infiltrated the church so bad that God will be merciful on any minister that will call himself a servant of God and will see sin and close his mouth because of whatsoever. That one is not call of God. It's not call of God. Amen. He looked like a great masculine beast standing there. How great it was. And he was trying to tell her what a great thing it was. And first thing she did, she opened up her mind. And when she did, human reasoning caught it. Why? Wouldn't that be a tree? A tree, something that is interesting. Something that will bring you new experience. Something that is appealing. The way you are saying it, I like it. The way it started, inoffensive. Before she know, he entered to another level, thing. He started touching her body. And then the feeling that she has not had before, she begin to have those feelings. Before you know what is happening, they went now into the act. Immediately she finished, then an eye opened. What has happened now? Could this be what God said we should not do? I have done now. With the same anointing of the devil on her, when the husband comes, you call him inside. You can think of the rest. That is the thing he does to a woman today. Some woman with a lovely little husband finds some great big masculine man. This man will try to open up the reasons. That's why the prophet was against women walking in this. He said, I'm against this modernistic taste of working in his offices. Go and be secretary to somebody. If you, Abraham says, set somebody that can hold herself. If you cannot hold yourself, don't try it. Because that will be your end. You are going to those places, you must be able to hold yourself. Permit me. Now, in most cases, at home, the husband and the wife, they are at home. And at home, women, they don't dress fine at home. Do they? No, just dress like because it's home. Just fly everything. But when going to the office, they will package well and things like that one attractive. So that attractive is for the boss. That is what causes lust. Now, Brother Abraham turning it around. That's why I said that when your husband is coming, you pretty up yourself. Because that appearance is actually meant for somebody which will be the husband. Is the world that we are in today that have twisted the whole thing very terribly until a man cannot take care of the home. Even the two working together many times, they can't even still make it. So it's now compulsory that almost every woman should go and work. Isn't it? But when you have to, you must know that you must hold yourself. Then, even while at home sometimes, pretty yourself too for your husband. Pretty yourself for your husband. Your prettiness is not actually meant for that place all the time. Abraham said, dress well and then meet him on the road to welcome him. There is the divine wisdom of the Holy Spirit in all those things. Because your freshness, first of all, is meant for your husband. I won't go too far. Because we're in a mixed audience. Song without Holy Ghost Bible. Have I finished this work that I asked you to do? Look, the way. Is this the work? Is this what the work? This is the work now. If you don't have the Holy Ghost Bible and remove his hands, okay, this is the work. This, the body is not the work. This is the work, okay? Yes, it is once you have to take your stand. If you allow that one today, say, it's only my shoulder is talking. Now that you have allowed the shoulder, tomorrow you will go beyond, rub the back. See tomorrow. Rub the back. After all, when you finish the back, it's coming to the front. Then you will start some tactics. I work in government, I know all these details, I know them completely. So they will try go out in the morning. Then when it's about 3 o'clock, we fold. I said, Grace, I'm just coming from the government. There is something special we have. The report we have to finish today is planning for night work. That we have to finish today. In fact, that tomorrow morning, I must take them to the doctor, to the governor. Because we have cooperated, touching the shoulder, touching the back, and the rest of it. Now, he want now to organize his way to make an atmosphere that will be conducive for other things. Then he will now start one work that doesn't have a or tea at 4 o'clock. Then he will now start, say, anytime we finish, I'll drop you at home. Is it drop you at home that we are talking about? As he touches the shoulder, he's giving you money too, it's not for free. He give you 5,000 naira today, so he said, thank you, sir. That guy is very nice. Be careful. Be careful. When he touched the back throughout, he will give you 15 for that day. Because this one is really cooperative. By the time you come front, you don't do anything, he might give you 25. May the Lord be our help. But there is going to be one or two or three that work in those offices that hold themselves. And those are the ones that God will use their testimony against the others. Student. And all these days of search for Mark and the rest of you say that my subject is very difficult to pass. Nobody passes it like that. So how does people pass it? If you have to pass, you have to see me, you sit down and talk, and it's not easy to pass. At the last set, there's only one person that passed. Is that why you cried? You're a useless teacher. You taught and so that now only one person passed your talk, and you are boastful of that one. I would say, I don't think I will do this your course then. Because I only want person to pass. How you teach it that only one person pass? If the whole thing required that we could leave your university for the kingdom of God's sake, it is better for you. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God and illiterate than for you to enter into God's kingdom, to enter into hell as every whatever you want to become. May the Lord be our help. Amen. All right. Paragraph 118 again. That is the thing it does to a woman today. Some woman with a lovely little husband finds some great big masculine man. This man will try to open up the reasons. Remember, that is Satan. That is the devil. Or vice versa, man to woman. Woman to man. You know, women also used to rape men. It's true. Only that in our country, we are only one-sided. Women rape men too. We have an example in the scriptures. And it happens real life here. Some of these bosses that are ungodly, they will plan with their subordinates. I worked in a party before when the madam, who is the executive director, the people that are close, you need to report that some of the managers. What does he do? Work in that reasoning power. That conscience or something begins to move through. These are weapons that Satan uses. Let's leave that. If you want to stay that way, to take the whole service. The prophet says another thing Satan does is to make people to misconstrue his word. Let's read from paragraph 209 of the same sermon to 211, then we'll jump to 213 to 217. 209. What did Satan do? Satan had the others anointed. Now Satan anoints his servant. Oh, sure. He anoints his servant. What does he anoint them with? With unbelief. Satan and his demons anoint humanity to disbelieve God's word. Now, if you want to confirm that, you turn to Genesis 3:4. Let's turn back there and listen to this just a minute and see if that iron is first tactic. That is the first thing he did. He never leaves his same tactics. He does it all the time. Now, just see, that's what it is. Now, he didn't disagree with the word. He just caused her to kind of misconstrue it a little. Is to misconstrue is to interpret something erroneously, to understand incorrectly, or to cause misunderstanding. Just kind of make it sound like the way he wanted it to sound. Don't take the whole word. Now Genesis, I got here, Genesis 3:4. Let's see if that is what that said now. All right. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Ye shall not surely die. That not is the only thing he added. God said, ye shall surely die. He just inserted that word. He shall not surely die. Not surely die. See how he quoted it around. Oh, we believe the days of the miracle is past. We don't believe there is such a thing as people receiving the Holy Ghost like they did on Pentecost. Oh, anyway you are baptized, it doesn't make any difference. See the devil. See his tactics. Well, if the doctor told you you can't get well, that's a to see. All those are utterances of the devil. And Satan is good at that. Amen. Before I read paragraph 213 forward, I want to clear it from the end time evangelism, paragraph 71. What the prophet said about this misconstrued. End time evangelism, paragraph 71. Now we are in the evening time. And the messenger down through the air, we find out that at the beginning, when the messenger was sent to misconstrue his word or to doubt one word, it was total annihilation and eternal separation from God to misconstrue that messenger's word. And the first messenger was God himself. The prophet was referring back to what we just read now about Eve being caused to misconstrue the word of God by Satan. And the prophet is talking about the implication of it. That is how he does. You got to twist it. Never you use man as your yardstick. The message of today is very simple because it's available. It's available. If you cannot read, we have plenty in Yoruba. How many have you read? The Seven Church Age Book is there. You can collect it free of charge. Several sermons, up to 10 or whatever that have been printed, I can't know now. You can collect and read. No excuse. No excuse. These sermons, some people use their money to print it. It was not the angel that poured in that from heaven. It was human being that allowed their money, their what they call excess. While you are buying new clothes, they were saving those excess. While you are buying additional shoes, they were allowing the seller like that one, gather the money, print the sermon book, send it to us. Some will read, some will not read. Finally, they made it inside software from 1996 when Brother Nen Alava started it. And then before Voice of God got him and Amos, their siblings, brought them into Voice of God, and it was developed to what we have today. Searchable, this and that, and the rest of it. Finally, the audio can play with the wordings that as it's playing, the thing is auto-scrolling and you are reading. So when you do, if you don't have the audio where you can read the thing well, what else do you think God will do? What else? You tell me something that God needs to do as not done. But as they look my face now, have you ever pressed one this year apart from the one we play on Friday? On your own, have you ever pressed one, say play? Instead of that one, I'm so music. Some Ayefele can go. Sonny Okosu can go. Ebenezer Abe can go. All those who are angels of devils. Even if you dance to them, you're also an agent. When we have the original music there, it is the Holy Spirit that entertains God's children. The children of the devil, everything entertains them. That's why I don't believe in showcasing Satan or showcasing his agents. If my direct sibling is a Jezebel and she go paint her face, wear trousers, do everything, and that those are all the pictures she has, that is just all about it. And she wants to do her body, I'm not going to put it on no status. Lila, because when you do your advertising, Satan. And that's our sport. I will not, the thing that God hates, that God call abomination, I will not help anybody to advertise it. If the worst come to the worst, don't post my own. Did they ask me to post my own? Don't post my own. This journey is an individual affair. It's according to the way you have your revelation. I know that there is nothing that one will say. Everybody will do their own. But as you are doing your own, I'm also saying my conviction here. And God has a record of both. One day, all of us will face it. Amen. Total annihilation and eternal separation from God to misconstrue that messenger's word. And the first messenger was God himself. Amen. Now let's go now to paragraph 213 of the greatest battle. We'll read to 217. We still have a lot. I don't know where we'll reach. God help us. 213, greatest battle. Now, what does Satan statics now? What did he say here? Now watch the first and second verse. Let me read the first verse here to 3. That's Genesis now. Now the serpent was more subtle than all any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Listen at him now. just how nasty he gets and how he whitewashes that word. What is he trying to do? Get into her mind. See, he's talking to her after the word was already fortified there. See, young girls especially, there are men that are serpent seed. They are still using reasoning to defy girls. The only way you can escape is not to give them attention. Under any circumstances, don't give them attention. You give them an attention, they will ruin you. Because they are sweet tongue. They are sweet tongue. And they are brilliant. And girl, the way girl, female is naturally made, is that a female is made to be dependent. A female needs help. A female needs guidance. A female needs support. That is why even housewives used to fall for men. When they can see a man that is ready to help them, to support them, to assist them, to do this one, gradually the love will be building up. Before Jack Robinson, something else has happened. It does happen. I see here the news recently where somebody that's supposed to be in this message many years, many years, told me a few years ago that the place where he's living, and there's a woman there. She used to come to my room. They used to come there, maybe in charge and things. Then later, until we get close. And then we begin to say, you are dead. You are dead. You are dead. After that one, he disappear. Then after some few years, he come around, say, what happened? That thing, can you still continue? And we already have a child together. Somebody else's wife, you are dead. You are dead. You are dead. Brother Paul said, we are not unawares of the devices of the enemy. You have to watch the first move. You are in a house, you rent house, that kind of a woman, come and rent the house, pack out the next day and find another place before you are dead. That's the only alternative for. Because these agents of the devil are anointed. Anointed. You pack out of that place and find your way. Somebody has given back to children with another man. You go carry from there. You also, hey. No. We have things like that. All right. And he said unto the woman, okay, I think I brought it to paragraph, the next one. Oh, paragraph 215 now. Now, don't you let Satan fortify nothing. See, you keep God's word fortified in your heart. You do the same. Now watch the Machias. The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the truth of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Say, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst, see, of the garden. God said, you shall not eat of it. Neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. See, now that is the word. God said they will die if they touch it. She's quoting it back to him. Now what? And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Sometimes that is what Satan talked to some people after they have had the message. He's not like that. He's not like that. Sometimes that is going on while the preaching is going. Sometimes after the service, Satan will still come and preach everything. Have you not read the sower when he sowed, one fall by the wayside? If your heart is wayside, that is how Satan will remove everything. He said, evil bear, come and pick it. That is demons. Evil spirits, they come and pick it. And the person is still a church member, a brother or a sister. Yeah? See his tactics. See, what is he trying to do? The first human being is trying to anoint that precious woman there, God's daughter, with an unbelief in God's word. That's exactly what he's trying to get her to do. Amen. Let's proceed. He uses tactics of disbelief, of unbelief. See on that message, paragraph 294. Just go down 294 to 296. Here we see the tactics of the devil. How do we do? Now, I brought a lot of scriptures here of prophets and things where he come to them and different people through the Bible and done the same thing. It's always his tactics. It's to try to get the people to disbelieve God's word. Listen, you soldiers of the cross, when you believe one word of God's written Bible, you are disarmed. One word of God's written Bible, when you disbelieve it, you are disarmed. May I turn it like this? When you disbelieve one word of this vindicated message, you are disarmed. Satan has collected your weapon. A soldier is a human being. A police is a human being. It is that thing where they carry in their hand, that is their weapon. If you see a soldier in the midst of mob like this, they become very gentle. As long as they don't have God, they will just be gentle. In fact, you even know they are soldier at all. Except they have uniform. They will just be gentle. It's only when they are able to send signals and they mobilize, that is when they now have power. But a single person without anything, you are armless. How many soldiers have been killed by civilians? One civilian has plenty, carry stone, knock the air, don't break now. Soldiers are not iron, they are human beings. It's the weapon that is what everybody is afraid of. Police, they are not. Maybe I told you the last time that. I say, I have it on my phone. When they carry one police, knock him down. Wah! Carry, knock him down. Because when it is too fighting, having uniform doesn't mean anything. Though if they catch the man, they say it's beating police. Which that is one-sided. They should say that two people are fighting. Police is fighting with a civilian. That's the right thing. But if we get to our own law, they are going to twist it. As if the police just stay like this, and this one is just beating. That is our country. But when you see two people hold their cell, like this one begin to no more care, that they begin to wrestle like this one, it is two people fighting. I was talking to somebody recently. I say, if somebody come and slap another person 10 times, and you only slap once, it's two fighting. In the sight of God, it's two fighting. But if somebody slap you 10 times and you did not return one, in the sight of God, and in the sight of our law, you are righteous and justified. This other person has a case to answer. But once you return one out of 10, let it even be out of 20, you may justify yourself. This man slapping me, look, 20 times. Now only one time I return back. It's already too fighting. It's already too fighting. There's no other way around. In the sight of God, two of you fought. He beat you, you beat him. That's all. It's deeper than the way I talk it. It is only when you are in a situation and you check it with it, actually you will know the weight of the thing. May the Lord be our help. Even God knows that. God didn't know you try. God knows that I try. In fact, there's nobody that can even endure it. Somebody can endure it. What about Stephen in the Bible? Did they not stone him to death? Some of the stones that hit him first, are they not available for him? Why did he hit one person too? Somebody can. All the disciples, apart from John, all of them were killed. Different ways. The prophets of old, the one that we saw asunder, the one that we do this one to. Some, in some cases, they will have the privilege of handling one person. They are not jellyfish when you talk of their body. But they just become fools for Christ. They just become fools for Christ. But it is when God has not worked upon us enough that we retaliate, we'll now be justifying. Your justification doesn't mean nothing. If you fight, two of you have fought. And somebody that fights is not yet a Christian. He's not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, is he filled with the Holy Ghost? He probably faced somebody. He said, believe that only. You are disarmed. You surrender. You jellyfish. Put on the full armor of God. Amen. We are in a battle. What God said is true. Every man's word is a lie. But as soon as you get to listen to one thing, that is his tactics, you are disarmed. The only way is not to. Once you see, even the Bible said that if you look at a man that the word coming is not the word of wisdom, he said, leave the person. Don't even wait for that. If what is coming out from his mouth doesn't sound like something that should come from Christian, just leave the person. Don't waste your time. This is another tactic of the devil. It's to doubt source of deliverance. In the message, the world is falling apart. I was preaching 1963, 11, November 27. That's 63, 11, 27. Paragraph 227. Satan also uses that tactic. In fact, that one is so effective, if you can use it, to doubt your source of deliverance. No, physically, you don't go to a doctor, you don't have faith in. Do you? If you don't have faith in a doctor, you won't have faith in the drug he will give you. If you don't have faith in a church, the church won't do you any good. And when I say church, I mean the pastor and the ministers. Because that is the church. A church without minister is no church. There is no church there. Alright. I'm looking at a man standing right here. I can't think of his name. I believe it is Blair, Reverend Blair. When I was over at Hot Springs here not long ago, I picked up out there in the audience that man sitting there, and an evil spirit was trying to get to that man to make him doubt me. Now watch what happened. I said, you might need me sometime. See, it wasn't just a few weeks ago until his wife called me. The man was dying. See? And the man accepted. He knew then it was the devil trying to get him to believe it was some kind of a hoax or something. But how would he know that? He thought. That is, he was saying his heart. How would the prophet know that? So then, by prayer, we drove the evil from him. Now, if God did not reveal that to the prophet, then Satan will be successful there to let him doubt the prophet. And the reason Satan went to attack him at that time is because Satan wants to strike his brother. And he knows that as he keeps on believing the prophet, he will not be successful in what he wants to do. So first of all, he wants to break his defense. He wants to attack defense and break defense. Once he can sever him from the prophet, make him to hate the prophet in his heart, doubt and disbelieve him. And if he does, from that time, I can tell you that Satan will start bringing criticism to his heart against the prophet. Things the prophet have said and done that are not good. He will start heaping it up. If that can last for about 2 weeks or 1 month, it will be so much that when he look at the prophet, he will just be seeing a devil. That is how Satan works. But God being merciful to him, when the thing was going on, Brother was looking at the thing in the audience, and the devil was bringing it into his heart. And he said, be careful, brother. The devil wants to cause you to doubt me. Don't do it. Then at that time, the brother came to himself. And then with prayer, he said, we drove the devil out. Let's listen. And then, a few weeks ago, see, Satan knew that that time was coming where he would be laying there with swelling in his sight. I believe his wife said, or something with a high fever, delirious in his head. None know not what it was, some infection in his sight, swell his sight out. And his little wife called me at Tuesday. I said, sister, Have you an handkerchief? I believe she has something another there, a little scarf or something. I said, I can see it. Take this and lay it on Brother Blair in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he had asked her to come call. What if Satan would have succeeded and make him disbelieve? And knowing that was there, he wouldn't be standing here tonight with his Bible over his heart. See? It is Satan trying to make you disbelieve this. That is right. Don't you listen to it. Now you will say that is a prophet. Now the prophet is not here physically. The people that are here, they are the one representing the prophet to you. Satan package anything and hand it over to you, and you are certain you are finished. The very day you are going to have problem, that's the person that will be ministering. Satan, how to arrange? You think he will come when the person is not the one? He will, the very one that you detest, the very one that you hate, that you dislike, is the one that will be on duty the very day he's going to strike. No other person will be available. And you know that when he strikes, the next thing that you need prayer. Only to hear that the person that wants to come and pray is the person that you believe that God will not even answer his prayer. Nobody. That's the end. You yourself, you know that then you are finished. Because what you ought to do to come out of that one, Satan will not allow you to see it. Is to say, sir, for some time I've been criticizing you in my heart. That's the only way you can come out of it. That's the only way help can come for you that day. And Satan will block that as a price. That lays in human nature. I will be there. Say, because the only way out is to say, sir, before you pray, for some time I'll be criticizing in my heart. I don't know, something just come and begin to hate you from that time. I don't used to listen to your sermon again. I just don't like it. You know, something I just, when you utter, you speak that, then that is the only time now prayer can work. Apart from that one, the minister can pray with all his strength, quote all the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and pour half of the bottle of oil on top of your head. The thing will run to your feet. It's not going to do you any good. Why? Satan has used a tactic. That one works well in the midst of church members. Proving his word, 1964, August 16, paragraph 158. Proving his word, August 16. Paragraph 158. He is teaching you to try to doubt it. And you that is sitting right here now, if you want me to call your names, you and you that is sitting right here now, if you want me to call your name, it has been, Satan has been trying a long time to get you to doubt me. That is during Samuel. Brother, he said that one. Don't do that, sister. Problem is approaching a sister that Satan is doing that one around. It happens many times, even when the problem was there. That is why disarming will even happen on some people, and Problem will say, oh, he's going to miss it, until Problem will shift to another person. There is no announcement that the person got it. The effort of the pillar of fire is not achieved in that person's life. He will still go with his problem. Why? Because he yielded himself. Don't do that, sister. If you do that well, not me, but just doubt. Just believe this word. You don't have to believe me, but you believe this. See, I say this word is not mine, it's his. My word is different, but this is his. See, notice. Now notice. I don't want to get into that right now. Amen. So that is one situation there, that somebody was doubting the prophet, and the prophet from the sermon quickly attacked it. If God helped that sister, fine. If the sister does not jack out of that one, it's finished. Spoken word is the original seed. Paragraph 324, I read to 327. No, it's not the. Let me read. I think it's no one and two. It's part one and part two. Yes, is it? Jesus said, "He that receives them that I send receives me. And now them that he sends, And them that receives me receives him that sent me. We wish we had time to linger on that. You can only serve God as you do and believe the servants that God sends. I repeat. You can only serve God as you do and believe the servants that God sends. You can only serve God on earth. See, as God's servant that is sent on earth by divine inspiration, interprets the word to you. You believe that? Congregation say amen. You want to put down some scriptures for it? 1 Corinthians 14, 16. Paul said, you follow me as I follow Christ. Also Luke 11, 1. Luke 10, 16. See what he said. What Jesus said there. Luke 10, 16. Believe, we are right close to it here. Let's see what he says one time here. Luke 10, 16. While we are writing the rest of them down. Now that is 1 Corinthians 14, 16. Also 11, 1. And Luke 10, 16. Now let's read. I'm getting to Luke 10, 16 here. Just to read why you're all looking at the other now. Just for a moment. He that heareth you, heareth me. He that despises you, despises me. He that despises me, despises him that sent me. Jesus was talking to the disciples. While you are preaching this gospel of the kingdom, anyone that receives you, he has received me. And he has received who sent me. The one that despises you, is just not despising, he is despising me. And he despising the Father that sent me. Amen. That proves that God speaks his message through his servants. Always ask. That is right. Amen. Now let's read a couple of scriptures as we are proceeding to another thing before the time goes on. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Then I will read from Ephesians. Now we are getting somewhere. Though, at least, we'll cover a little. 1 Peter, okay. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. Did he say your friend, the devil? Your adversary, the devil. As a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You've got to resist him. He said, resist the devil, and we flee from you. Satan does not take things lightly. Satan is stubborn. Very stubborn. And you have to also be stubborn with him. You don't handle his matter lightly at all. You don't joke with him at all. You don't play with him at all. You see him around you like this one. Everything you need how to do, you fire him. I used to say something, let me repeat now. Of course, we still, I think we still maybe, but let me say it in case. One of the ways Satan fights, have you ever seen Satan in a body like this before? He's a spirit. And when he's going to speak, he'll be speaking in thoughts. When the devil tempted Jesus, he didn't appear to him in person like this. It was in a spirit form. When he tempted William Abraham, he didn't appear to him in body like this. If you go and read that sermon of what is the Holy Ghost, the prophet said that that morning, the morning of that day, he drove out. And then Satan began to bring things to his heart and begin to tell him in his thoughts, in his subconscious. You know that this Jesus Christ, that you are just, you not sleep about, just shout up and down. Do you know that it was a man, a preacher like William, I mean like Billy Graham, and Arabos and the rest of them, and he has big ministry and he begin to get big and then he is spreading and then his name has spread everywhere. See what he was relegating Jesus to. The prophet did not return it back to him in his thought. He opened his mouth and said, who are you that is talking to my subconscious? That's why Abraham said that a Christian and a madman, there's a different thing from them. Sometimes you see people going alone talking. Some of them might be mad, some of them might be Christians. Both of them talk to themselves. They talk. If the devil has finished his own sermon and you keep quiet, he has called. That one has gone inside. I am telling you, he's going to be working your system. When he says anything to your subconscious, to your thoughts, and you keep quiet and you're not returning, that one has stayed. As he speaks, you speak back. You speak back. You give it to him back. Brother Brown said, I said, who are you that is talking to my subconscious? Who is that person that died? That was prophesied, he was born of a virgin, and it happened, and it was prophesied the kind of death he would die. It was prophesied this. He began to bring out the prophecies about Jesus Christ, and he fulfilled everything to the letter. And when he was going, he said he was going to send his Holy Spirit, and he sent it, and I've already received it. By the time he gave that one, the devil left. When Jesus returned back to Satan 3 times, consecutively, the first time he returned, second time he returned, third time he returned. The Bible says the devil left him for a season, not forever, but for that season. He says that this one is not a beg. There are others that we accept, so you go to others. Others that anything goes, their heart is porous. Anything goes, they accept anything. They don't have a thinking man's filter. They accept whatever comes. But it's not everybody that takes it. I think where we have reached in this journey, I can know the difference from what God says and what Satan is saying. And every time Satan says, I know the agree in go like that, he must get a reply. He must get a reply. Ephesians chapter 6. To our test. You can sleep on now, take your rest. Yes, one, two, and then a few of them that are sleeping. Enjoy yourself. Lord bless you in your sleep. Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 10. We'll read to 18.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the old armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are still going into a bit details of this. Put on the old armor of God, not half of the armor, not part of the armor. Because if you take half of the armor or part of the armor as a part-time Christian, you will not be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. The old armor is what you have to put on. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what we are fighting with, they are terrible. Very terrible. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Say, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Why is the Bible saying the whole armor? This is the armor. He said you should take everything. Don't take half. Don't take one quarter. Don't take 3/4. Take everything. Because that is the only thing that Satan fears. Because if you take only the New Testament, he will run to the Old Testament and bring something for you there. In the time of Jesus Christ, anywhere Satan goes, he gets the answer. He was copied from the world. And Jesus was giving him answer from that world. When he told, gua, the third one like this one could not stand it, then he left him. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all,
taking the shield of faith, where we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You can see the things that Satan used to attack people. That Satan does not have any program or any plan for human being to ever be happy for one day. He is the author of sorrow. He is the author of sickness. He is the author of frustration. He is the author of disappointment. He is the author of everything that is evil. And that is his revival. That is what he wanted everywhere to be happening. Every day, want them, let them cry here. Let them cry here. That's why you, when you see sometimes accident that will happen like this one, when you get there, you wonder how does it happen. It's the revival of the devil. It's the revival of the devil. You see the outcome of some accident and see human beings, the way their bodies are cut like normal. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 to 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. It's a spiritual warfare. We are walking in the flesh, but we don't walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought that is against God's word, because that is where Satan fights. Every thought that comes to your mind contrary to God's word, you must fight him back. Abraham said, I did and I will the devil until he comes to me no more. After years of battle with the devil, he said he finally will him. You can do until he'll be tired of you. You will him. You suggest something about your wife, you didn't take. You suggest something about your husband, you didn't take. You suggest something about your brother, you didn't take. You suggest something about your sister, you didn't take. It comes through another way. He bring this one, you reject. He bring this one, you reject. This one says, look at that. I beg, there's somebody else that you don't have to stress about. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Our weapon is for defense and for attack. It's not just for defense, it's also for attack. Because we are here as soldiers, we are to defend ourselves and to attack. We attack the kingdom of darkness. We attack the devil. But you must know where you are standing. Because if you don't know where you are standing, it will make a mess of you. But the spiritual, the battle is spiritual warfare. It's not a carnal one. In the message, why are people so touched about? A man told the prophet, he said, this woman, there are three devils she has. Three devils. Say, one of them is Jet, the other one is Beth. He didn't mention the other one. Then he said, in their color, one is yellow, one is pink, and one is red. The three demons that are living inside of the person. Oh, revelation. These are revival of denominations. Revival of denominations. And when they are going to see that devil, they will narrow it down to either your wife, or your mother, or your this one. I went to greet my uncle during the week that the wife was sick. He said, your boy, he was talking about his first son. Say, your boy, will not come to this house. I said, why? He said that there is war in that house. Ogun wa nle yen. And he said, it's on which year. So there is no war in his house. And it's on which year. Everywhere we are, Satan is there. So we live here like this, go to America because of Satan. So Satan no have, he doesn't go to embassy to take visa. Satan doesn't go to embassy. He doesn't go to embassy at all. To get to any country in the world, he has paper for all the countries. He's a diplomat. He has access, free access to every country. What are you saying? That's why some people don't go to their village. That's why some people don't go because the devil is there. So you have confined the devil to a village like a goat. You're tied down like this. You lack revelation. Psalm 33 verse 16. We are still coming over some of these scriptures, so it may not be today, but so I just want to do a little there. You know, this time is already, we are close now. But the sermon itself is still there. And we are still coming back to it. Now the Bible, Psalm 33 verse 16. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. The battle we are talking about is not a physical one. So you are not going to be at the end of the day and say, my power, my this is what, lie, lie. You don't have no strength. You don't have no power. The prophet said that a Christian has authority, not power in the way we call power, but we have authority. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17. This one is not altogether about this word, but I just want to bring something here. The Bible was, say, and thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this weight. There is nothing human being has that is not from God. Not a man has that is not given. You see, the denominations, because they lack knowledge, some of them want to lose spiritual. Say that. Daddy is just telling me something now. What did mommy say? So, daddy no even tell you that there's only one God. And you are still another worshiper. Daddy no tell you about repentance. He didn't tell you about the correct way to be baptized, that your sins can be remitted. So what daddy is telling you is about one woman somewhere that has stomach something. You can't have up to 50 women without one woman having stomach something. No, no. According to their way of life, their monthly, many of them used to have stomach disorder. That is a mistake that Nebuchadnezzar made. Even though he was one ahead of time, but still, he did not tell. Because he had a dream, and he told Daniel, and Daniel interpreted it. Nevertheless, and Daniel said, your royal highness, let me be your special advisor for a minute. He said, break off me something by repentance, by this, and somebody, all those things did not work for him. He just opened his mouth and said, this is not great Babylon that I built, for the house of my kingdom by the power of my, by the might of my power and the honor of my majesty. The Bible says, as the word was from in the king's mouth, then another voice came. He said to you, Nebuchadnezzar, you shall be taken from men and taken out to the field or whatsoever, and your heart, no, the heart of man is taken, and you are given the heart of the beast. From that day, he turned to an animal. Though you see a human being, but he was walking like an animal, and he was eating grass for 7 years. Until he knew that the Lord God ruled in the affairs of men. God does not share his glory with no man. He will not share his glory with any man. If any man wants to share part of his glory, God take that person aside. Quick. God does not even, he doesn't control that one at all. Amen. Yeah, let's read. I am merciful, gracious. Just read this quote, and then we will just. From putting on the old armor of God, paragraph 47 to 49, and paragraph 59 and 61 to 61. Then I think we'll draw the curtain now, because the time is up. Putting on the old armor of God. From 47. So we find out that these secret agents of the enemy sits around. Each nation now will equip its men with the latest equipment. The very latest. And they study and they do everything. And they try to counteract the other weapons, the other fellow's weapon. And to get a little more modern a weapon. A little, something with a little more punch to it. See the devil. Do you know that the money that is used to make ammunition and armor in this war is up to times 100 of what human beings are living on? And sometimes in testing them, what they will go and waste is enough to Nigeria to eat for 5 years. To test. What about if there is no war? And all those money are being used for people to survive. You know that this will have been heaven on earth. But that is to show that Satan is ruling this place. The money that is pumped into what they call security is unlimited. What is Nigeria doesn't have anything. Is it not only this time of Jonathan we had that? Is it $2 billion or whatever? They took that time, they share among themselves. If they want to use it to procure ammunition through Dambo, Dansuki, or whatever it be. They shift the money through that one and everybody begin collecting. Oh, the case never clear up to now. No, go here, go here. You go, don't see head or tail of that. It is that there now. The people there, that time, that were future, this one you collected 200 million. This one you collected, this one. Everything now, they are joined APC. And their sins are forgiven. That's Nigeria. Because that's what their chairman that time said. Say, you come and join our party, your sins shall be forgiven. Oh, mercy. This Yeye country will go country. And two, once you judge the reigning party, your sins are forgiven. They will take eye away from the salt. You know, see, that money is gone for good. Arms and ammunition. From the bow and arrow to a musket, and from a musket to a modern rifle, and from that to an atomic, they just keep building. It keeps us busy all the time, and it is the nation's business. If they want to survive, they want to equip their soldiers with the best equipment that there is. Well, God, you know, He is infinite. Is He infinite? See, He don't have to think anything better. He just got the best to begin with. So you can't improve on it. Nothing can be done about it. He just gives us the best. That is His word. Amen. That is right. That is His word. The best that can be given. God gives His people the very best. And that is what He chose for His children. The very, very best. I'm so glad of that. I see God our Father and the kingdom that we are delegates of. Amen. Paragraph 59. Now we find out that God gave His children the best, and therefore He don't have to improve it. He never changes. He hasn't changed one bit since the first time He gave for His children's protection. Now, when He knew there was war in heaven, He had to kick out Satan. So He knows who Satan is because He knows His beginning. He created all things. He had to kick out Satan. Then He came down on the earth and then fortified His children with His word. He already know the length and the breadth of Satan, the height and the depth of Satan. He knows it. He knows the maximum power He has. He knows the limit of His ability. And may I repeat this? That Satan cannot even freely go and do what he likes, especially when it concerns God's children. Except he collect permission. He has to take the five for approval. I want to go and do this one to this one. If God sees that, okay, you go, but this is the limit. He give him the mandate.
and he can't cross it. They never born him. From this crash, from the beginning, God has already manufactured the greatest weapon that is available in eternity and has given it to his children. And his children have that, which is the word of God. In the seven church ages book, he says, speak my word, I will perform it. You speak the word, I will perform it. If the word is inside of you, and you are part of that word, and you are a child of God, you will be given authority. In some places, Abraham will say, if you are sick, you call your pastor. If your pastor is not available, call your husband. If your husband is not available at home, call your neighbor. Anybody that is a believer is sufficient. It's not altogether the height and the huge of the person praying and the way he's screaming and vibrating or speaking in tongues or whatsoever. You know what Rabbi said? He said, when he came to the meeting of Abraham, he said, they used to shout and scream to cast out devil. He said, I just see this man was just speaking very quietly. He was just speaking quietly. And before you know what happened, he said, it's done. Say, what is this one? He was there when the maniac of Oregon came. And Abraham said that some of the spirits that were inside the man of Gadara is what is inside the man. And the man came. 250 to 300 ministers that are in the pulpit, everybody. Right to Reverend, left to Reverend, center Reverend, everybody find their level. High and low bishop, nobody stay. Everybody find their level when they see the man come. That day they knew that, well, I think it's Abraham that is called for this job. Everybody just, and he remained there. Before that service, about two police people that the prophet had just brought to the and witnessed, and they had just been saved. They wanted to use their profession. Abraham said, leave him. He said, it's not flesh and blood matter. Because though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. Somebody brought him to the platform. And that person has not told him to leave. So he's dead. If this is where his death will come, no problem. But somebody, he knew that somebody brought him. He said that is actually what he does when he goes to every country. He doesn't go because they have money in the place. He doesn't go whether whatsoever. He sometimes he started by saying we have about 300 invitations. From that he go to about 600, from that to about 1,000 invitations. He said he will go and pray over them the last week of the year. He go and pray over them to see how where he will start from and the rest of it. So he said, wherever he go, and once he land in the plane, as he's landing in the plane like this, he come out, he will remove his hat and commit the ground of that nation to his, to God's hand. He said he bring the power of that country under his control because he's there in the name of the Lord. So he doesn't care what demon he has to face. That's why when it was in Germany and the devil, all those people came with their kidney, want to blow the tent. He just told the interpreter, don't interpret this one. And he bowed his head and offered small prayer. The thing just went back. And then the something said, we are talking of authority. Knowing who you are. Knowing what you are. You are not sent like Abraham. Abraham was sent to the entire generation. Me, I'm not sent to the entire generation. But the small, small group that I have the privilege to minister to, I am sent to them. That I must know within myself. And I must know that I did not call myself, he called me. Not that they told me, I know that he called me. And my motive is clear. Not for prestige, not for honor, not for money, not for no nothing, but just to serve God and serve his purpose. If the devil come on my way, in the line of this one, it's battle to finish. The word of God is there. So use against him. Because the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to bring down, to make every spirit that is contrary, any thought that is contrary, to bring them to subjection. That is thus saith the Lord. The next time after we'll proceed, we still have quite so much, so much to look at. The spiritual warfare. His fight to finish. His fight to finish. The word of God is available for anybody to use. If you have been saved, you are a true believer in God, and you have the Holy Spirit, you have the authority. Brother Abraham, even in the last accident he had, when Billy Paul told him that mommy is dead, he said, bring her close to me. Put her hand in mine. He said, Heavenly Father, don't let mama die. Be with us at this time. And mama survived. When it come to him, at that time, he was see one twisted inside the something, you know, the thing, this twists him completely. When he did that one, just like Jesus at the cross, he used his last strength to turn to this thief on the right. Say, today, you'll be with me in paradise. And his case was settled. After that, Billy Paul said, that did not speak the word. He just turned his head. Because he said, the gift is not for me. It's for the people. Of course, he has said that when his time comes. He said, he will not die as an old man. He has been saying that before. He said, he knows he will not die of old age. Then finally, I think is whether I see or now I see. He said, I see my hand yonder at 56. He starts. I see my hand yonder at 56. And he went at 56. So the people that are saying that if he was from God, how did he lie like that? Let them go and listen to that thing. Why did John the Baptist have to go at the age he went? You go and ask your question. Him said God in flesh, when he come in flesh, and he has to go at 33, go and ask God question. One thing sure is that everybody, every child of God, whatever they are ordained to achieve here on earth, they will achieve it. Correct, 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 correct. To the last. And once you have that one, you fear nothing. You fear nothing. We go with assurance. We go with confidence. We don't fear no nothing. Satan cannot treat you with nothing. You give it back to him. God bless you. A spiritual warfare. Shall we rise? I want to sing an hymn before we pray. Hope I get it quick. Jesus breaks every fetter.
Jesus Christ, he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And I can tell you free this afternoon that this word that has been given unto us has become our heritage. And it is given to us to use as a weapon of defense and a weapon of attack against every enemy. And may I tell you that presently now, the prophet said, we are God's agents to cast out devils. Even before the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, he sent them forth to go and preach the kingdom of God. He said, as they preach, they should cast out devils. Anywhere they go to, Satan is to bow before them because of the commission behind them. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he hasn't changed. As we are standing here this afternoon, the power of the Most High God is still the same, and the commission has not changed, and they still have that same compassion, and that same authority has not collected it from the church. If he did not collect the power again to the devil, why, how will he collect the one he gave to the children? By his grace and mercy, he has given unto us authority over every works of darkness to cast them out. Wherever they are this afternoon, are you a child of God? Are you a son of God? Are you a daughter of God? Are you being troubled by some demons? Wherever they may be, whether in the body, whether in the spirit, whether in the soul, by the grace of God, the presence of the pillar of fire is right here to defeat the counsel of the devil and to cast out every evil spirit. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe it. Jehovah has not changed. His power is still the same. You try it once and see the results. I call you to a challenge this afternoon that our God is faithful and is there. He's equal to the task. The devil cannot put him in a corner and say, where will he pass? He makes road in the wilderness. He makes road on the sea. Everywhere he wants to pass, there is road there. Our God is the very present help in the time of trouble. If there is trouble, he's the very present help. He said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. And he cannot forsake us at this hour of need, at this hour of crisis, when the enemy is raging on the right and on the left. He cannot leave us. If he leaves us, he will have broken his promise. His reputation is at stake. If you believe with all your heart that we do this for you, are you in need of the Holy Spirit? The prophet said the waiting is on our side. Right here, the Holy Spirit is close to you where you are. If you make up your mind and say, Jehovah God, from henceforth, I want to serve you no matter what I like, no matter what is my likeness that you are against, I'm ready to surrender it. If I can find it in your word, I'm ready to give it up. I want you to direct me. I will no more be ashamed of you and of your word in this sinful generation. I'm ready to stand for you and testify for you. The Holy Spirit is close by to press himself in. Only if you open the door for him, because the latchet is on the inside. You open it, will let it will come inside.
Great Holy Spirit, visit this person in the midst of your people. Let no one
if thou canst believe, all things are possible unto him that believeth. While all eyes are closed and every eyes bowed. Close your eyes. Young girl, close your eyes. In times like this, it's possible for Satan to leave one person and enter another one when the person is irreverent. The blood of Jesus Christ atoned for little children. But adult at the age of accountability, close your eyes and bow your head. Beside those at the altar, may I ask the audience if you have any special need at this time that you want to be remembered before the Lord? Will you lift up your hand unto Him? The creator of heaven and earth, the one that knows the end from the beginning, to whom all power belongs, He that said we shall ask, we shall receive, and we shall seek, and we will find. He said when we knock, He will open to us. He is the one to do the opening. So you knock this afternoon, by faith, knock. With a determined heart, knock. With a positive heart, knock. When you knock, He said He will open. All that you need to do is just to lift up your hand to signify. Let the angels see your hand. Let them take down your request. Let them notice that this is what you are asking for. And you are not ashamed of your request before the Almighty God in the midst of God's people. Gracious Eternal Father, thank you for this solemn hour. We are grateful to you for this avenue you are giving unto us to assemble and to hear your word. It's music in our ears. It's only time that fail us. We'll have a lot to talk about you the more. But this much we have said, Satan is already offended. Satan is wounded already. Satan is in disarray. His kingdom, his demons are confused. But whatever they do, they cannot go beyond their boundary. Here are your children, Heavenly Father. Lord, I have one need of the order. Master, many are at the altar with their requests. People that are standing and sitting their hands are up, defying the law of gravity, showing unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that here is my need, here is my request, here is my desire. Because they cannot do it by themselves. They cannot solve no problem by themselves. They know that their strength will fail there. But that Almighty God that bid us to come, and you have said that whosoever cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out. I present each one's request unto you at this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you grant unto each one their petitions. In your mercy, may you visit each person, their Father. Wherever the enemy is trying to fight, be it in the soul, be it in the spirit, be it in the body, Satan, you are defeated. Jehovah, our Creator, Lord Jesus Christ, was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Your works in the life of God's children this afternoon, they are destroyed. Master, take the preeminence. Let your words stay in the heart of your children. If it is sickness, it is written. You are wounded for our transgressions. You are bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes we were healed. That is what the word has said. Your word further said in Isaiah that there is no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper. He said in the book of Psalms that some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. He said further in Psalms that we will not die, but we will live and declare the works of the Almighty God. Oh, Father God, we pray the Heavenly Father, Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Pack your load and leave God's children alone. If there be anyone that is in trouble in the spirit realm and they are not composed, irrational actions, irrational decisions, whatsoever it is, that is bringing glory to the devil, Satan, come out of God's children. If there be any that is attached by unbelief, by doubt, or being a criticizing spirit, fault finding, whichever way, oh God, trying to defeat them from the source where their blessing will come from, Satan will come against you this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. May the faith of the Son of God be established in every heart. Let your people be delivered. Let them be set free. Let your Holy Spirit take possession of every heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be King of Glory. Let the sick be well. Let them be strong and healthy. Let it be their Father. Whatsoever, whosoever need that is not within this that we have mentioned, thou art God that knoweth all things, who has promised to supply our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May every need be supplied. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful unto you for hearing and for answering our prayers, because you ask them with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. By 2 o'clock, we'll be seated again for the next service. We trust the Lord to give us a little rest and come back with refreshment again for another time of blessing. God bless you richly. And if anyone is traveling, Godspeed. But if you are here, then we'll enjoy the Lord together again. Let's sing a hymn as we close. God any rivers 181. Be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua.